The requirement needed for learning Torah for completion in Torah that corresponds to the 13th day of Sfiras HaOmer is b'mikra, b'mishnah, that he should have a very clear understanding and knowledge of the 24 books of Tanakh, as well as all of the Mishnayos. The idea being, obviously, just like anything else, if you don't have a strong foundation, you cannot build and develop what it is that you want properly, because whatever you build and develop will be easily swayed and destroyed. So too when it comes to Torah, and therefore Mikra, which is the written Torah, which is obviously the foundation, and the Mishnah, which is the foundation of all of the oral Torah, has to be very well developed and very well built so that he can continue to build his own understandings and learnings properly. That brings us to the sphere of the day, Yesod Shebigvura, the foundation that is within judgment as well as strength. The idea being that if a person wants to be able to strengthen his relationship with Hashem, to bring himself to be a very righteous person and to strengthen his power over his evil inclination, has to be done with a very strong foundation. And the first and basic foundation for spiritual growth is to distance oneself greatly from any immorality, and therefore he should strengthen himself by setting up guidelines and barriers to distance himself from anything immoral, so that he can use that as a foundation to grow spiritually and develop a close relationship with Hashem. So too, in life, particularly in interpersonal relationships, a person's foundation is his home, is his family. So a person should make sure to put in place guidelines and barriers, whether it be filters and so on and so forth, for things with internet access, or whatever it may be pertaining to his family. He has to be very careful to set these barriers and guidelines in place so that his foundation, his family and friends, and that foundation could be very strong and distanced from any immorality, that could be a place to harbor true growth in his spirituality.